Oh, how do you calm yourself? By breathing?
No. So you do not. Breathing is an act. Breathing is a way that you can calm your body. But when it comes to calming your mind, that is something that you cannot do. I keep telling you this all the time. And, you know, not to go onto a giant caveat straight from the beginning, but this is why people are always so eager to do this witchcraft and these crystals and all that stuff. But why can't you go to God, the infinite source?
Oh, ask him, can you
help me? Yes. We go to all these other things, but we will not pray to God and then say God ain't real. But you will believe in a whole bunch of other things. The Bible says what? He will keep us in perfect peace as long as our minds are stayed on him. That has been used so cliche that we think it's that easy. Think on Jesus and it'll be all right. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. But I'm telling you the steps to having a peaceful mind. Okay, it's starting to read your word more. So then his word will also keep you in peace. Why? Because his word is Jesus. The word said what? John 1:1. I am the word. The word was God. The word was with God and he was in flesh. So that means Jesus is the word of God. And that's why he said he came to fulfill the word. So keep your mind on him and you'll be kept in peace. When stress and frustrations and things come and try to get your mindset off the focus is him. And it really, truly is. You see all the stuff that I be going through, firsthand, personally. But I have that prayer life.
But that's what the...
I have time to go back to him and to just lay in his arms. This is why I said it's important to get that fatherly figure and that parently figure resolved within ourselves, because it's hard to just go into prayer and just don't do nothing. Have you ever been where you prayed and you just laid there and cried out? Or you went and you was just trying to tell him everything you wanted, everything you had going on, like he ain't God and don't know it already?
Pretty much.
But we have to learn how to give our cares to him and truly let it go. Letting go and giving it truly to him. It's hard. Because we want to do it on our own. We want to get justice. We want to get revenge. We want to do what's right. We want to do it and do it fast. But it's truly relying on him and knowing that the peace comes from him. I can't sit here and tell you. I work out as well, you know, so physically as a man, working out, exercising, that helps your mental clarity. Working out already helps keep that, you know, block from forming.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lot of endorphins and things are released in your body when you work out and you move and you get your blood flowing, okay? So that helps, you know? So that's practical. But reality is you have to pray. You have to read your word. You have to seek God. You have to keep your mind on him and his things. And it's hard. It's a cliche thing. But the way you do that, like I said, is reading the word of God, is reminding yourself. When you feel a certain way, remind yourself of what? I mean, they made it so cliche, WWJD, but what would he say in this time, you know?
Who?
What would Jesus say to you?
Oh, WBJD.
And don't, WWJD or something like that.
Oh.
But don't really, don't just assume. Look in the word for it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because when you look in the Bible, it will tell you. What will he do right now? What will he have me to say right now? What should I feel right now? Because even earlier when I was telling you about my whole situation, I could have got upset and just told my feelings. But would that really help?
No. It doesn't make it worse.
Exactly. So you can't always just go by what you're feeling at that time. Feelings are temporary. Feelings are just, they happen and they get, you could be happy one day, you could be sad one day. It's their condition. But you get true peace, true happiness, true joy. That's what it is, joy, when you live in God. You ain't gonna get it nowhere else. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna lie to you, say anything else. You ain't gonna get it from crystals. You ain't gonna get it from saging. You ain't gonna get it from nothing. None of that.
In your book it says peace is a gift from God.
It is.
And if you don't have no peace, then there's the absence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives peace to his believers that, you know, stick to him day by day, think about him all the time.
Keep your mind on him.
Yeah, perfect. That's what it says.
You can't expect something from someone if you haven't put the demand.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell you, you gotta tell me stuff. I can't have the demand for it. I can't have the supply for it if there's no demand.
Right.
So that's actual law. Law of supply and demand. If you want something, if you want the supply, put the demand for it. whether it's through a person, your leader, your employer, whatever.
If you want it, you got to say it. You have to.
Oh, interesting. It's all coincides. I know. Well, I'm about to get some drink because that workout, that was a good session today. All right.